Agenda item number 11, public hearing pertaining to the restricted area of the James River at the James River Reserve Fleet, also known as the Ghost Fleet.
Yep, that would be me again. As I explained last month, at the request for public hearing, this is really kind of a law enforcement type issue, but because it was driven partially by a request from the fleet superintendent for the James River Reserve Fleet concerning leases, Oyster County leases within the same area, and some assistance in enforcing the current federal regulation that governs where they have these mothball fleet ships. I agreed to shepherd this one through. But law enforcement has been involved with this all along. I believe what we've come up with today is in conformance with the desires of the Maritime Administration fleet, and also is supported by our law enforcement. So having said that, this will be a public hearing and a new regulation proposal for the commission to determine if they should approve it. So this would be new regulation number 4 VAC 20-1320-10 at sequence. It would establish a restricted area within the James River at the Maritime Administration's James River Reserve Fleet. Fort Eustis, Virginia is what it's called. It is directly offshore of the Fort Eustis base. So as I noted last month in the request for public hearing, we did receive we had some correspondence with the fleet superintendent over the last number of years related to this, and it boiled down to we requested that if they wanted some assistance here in creating a regulation so that there would be a state regulation to help them enforce this, that they write us a letter. That was done back in April by Mr. Martin Walker, who is the fleet superintendent, requesting a specific area. The area he's requested is shown on this map in the rectangular red outline. Within this, you can see there's a lot of stuff going on, but there are leases that are inside this area already. There are some pending applications here and here, and this application actually kind of encroaches into it slightly. But there are also a number of existing leases. You can see in the photograph some of the ships at the time this photograph was taken. That changes over time, but this area is continually used and will continue to be used, under my understanding, by the James River Reserve Fleet for ships for different purposes that are basically mothballed for certain periods of time and either put back into service or eventually sold for scrap. With some negotiations back and forth with the fleet superintendent, I came up with a configuration that's more of this blue line, which I'm sorry, it's kind of obliterated right here a little bit by the yellow line, but basically it starts here at the north, comes to the west and then south, and then basically follows this lease line over to here and then comes back up to the point of beginning here. We think that will encompass, you know, basically all the area that they traditionally have used for the ships. The reason the lines are made this way, to some degree, they follow some existing lease lines, so that should this area actually be stuck up, so we have an area that this regulation encompasses. The federal regulation doesn't really describe the area. It just says that you're not supposed to be within 500 feet of any of these ships at any time. So we felt like if we were going to create a regulation, we needed to define the area that we were going to help the reserve fleet if they needed enforcement. So that's why we came up with this. It's been put into regulation. The meets and bounds, the latitude and longitudes are in the regulation that match the blue line drawing you see here. I believe Mr. Walker is okay with that. I think he's here, I hope. And so we are recommending that the commission adopt this. What it would basically do is give our law enforcement a state regulation so that should the fleet have issues with someone up here getting too close to existing ships, they could be issued an actual ticket by our Marine Police under Virginia law. I think Matt can clarify that we do have the authority to create these types of regulations for safety in restricted zones. We have a number of other ones around the Surya nuclear power plant, and there's one here around the shipyard. We made it clear to the Maritime Administration fleet that, you know, we were not necessarily going to routinely patrol this to just, you know, actively patrol it, but if they had some issues with someone and we were available to try to assist them in the area, that we would certainly do that under this regulation. Having said that, I'll answer any questions you may have. You'll have to hold a public hearing on this, and I believe Mr. Walker should be here.
Other questions from the commission? Well, that was kind of easy, suspiciously.
Held a public hearing yet.
Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Sir, anything to add? Why don't you come forward here? I'll swear you in. We'll make it all official. We'll get you on the record. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
What's your name, sir?
Martin Walker. I'm the fleet superintendent.
Mr. Walker, welcome.
So, really, I think Mr. Stagg summed it up pretty well, but I did want to make myself available in case anybody had any questions. I appreciate the opportunity.
Are there questions from the commission? Sounds good. I mean, I know I'm clear, but okay. Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? If not, the public hearing is closed, and it is. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Kellum. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Regulation is approved. Which concludes the morning's Habitat Management Division agenda.